Hello and welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast. Thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of April 24th, 2021.
So I was thinking, how about we start with some good news? This woman by the name of Robin Feely, she was shopping at a thrift store with her husband, Chris, in Kentucky. When this past week, she found some old photographs of a little girl about 3 years old and her family inside the cookbook for sale. So she went to the head cashier and she said, do you mind if I take these photos with me? Because wouldn't it be so cool if we could find the person inside these photos? So you might as well guess, like, you know, what I'm going to tell you in just a few seconds. But she posted the pictures to Facebook. And in about a day, the little girl, who's now over 20 years old, said, hey, that's me. My Nana gave away all her cookbooks. And so she was able to get reunited with all of her photos that were stored in that cookbook and then left for Goodwill. And, you know, I started thinking about this. My grandma Ella gave me all of her fantastic recipes. But for some reason, no one wants me to make Salmonella. Oh, come on. You laughed at that one. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you can find us. That's right. We're not worthy, because you can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast, and you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at GetKim.com. But wait, there's more, because you can also get the Kim Komando Show on American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And I love that. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered. And you know what? You should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. And you can check out the coverage in your area by going to this special address, T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank SimpliSafe for helping to make this show possible. Because which part of your home feels a little less secure than you might want? Maybe it's your first floor windows. Maybe it's a French door to the patio. For me, I never have to worry about that because of my security system from SimpliSafe. I can just rest assured knowing that my home is always guarded day and night, 24/7. And even if you already feel safe, that might not be true of everyone in your home. If you've never had this really important conversation about it, it's honestly not a bad idea to do it. Do it now. It just feels really good to be able to press the home button on my SimpliSafe keypad, and then I hear the base alarm say, alarm on. And I know that if anyone did try to come in, the alarm would go off and it would alert me. And I love how I can see and hear what's happening in my home at any time, anywhere from any device, all in crystal clear HD. The streaming on their cameras, just flawless, and the ultra-wide lens means that you can see everything. And SimpliSafe makes it so easy. The system arrives in about 7 days, and then it takes only 30 minutes to set it up. Seriously, I've done it myself. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com today to customize your system, and when you're there, you're going to get a free HD security camera, but you have to go to this address, SimpliSafeKim.com. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so really, folks, there's nothing for you to lose. That address again is SimpliSafeKim.com. And Angie, if you have a home to keep up with, you need Angie. Find expert pros available for just hundreds of projects. And what I love about it is you get upfront pricing plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Angie, your home for everything home. Get the Angie app today. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And what's a common sight in your neighborhood lately? I'll give you a guess. A to Z. That's what the arrow points to on the logo of the Amazon delivery truck. Well, a person on Nextdoor social media, the app, they posted a video of something really strange that was happening in Brooklyn. In the video, an Amazon delivery van was parked along the side of the street, and the driver seemed to be stealing city-owned metal barricades. What? This person who posted said the supposed Amazon driver was acting suspicious, and when they asked him what the heck he was doing, he said the city told him to bring the barricades back. So, of course, the next logical step is to show the video to Amazon and ask what the heck's going on. Well, it didn't take long for Amazon to respond, calling the vehicle a counterfeit and that they're now working with the NYPD. But it brings up an interesting question. That's why I wanted to really bring it to your attention. This is just one instance. You have to guess that if you're a crook, what better disguise than to just prowl neighborhoods in something as common as a mail truck, an Amazon delivery truck. So be careful and don't trust every delivery truck in your neighborhood to be legit. I mean, I remember what my father used to tell me. What's the difference between an amateur thief and a professional thief? The amateur thief says, give me all your money. The professional thief says, can you sign here? All right, number two, watch out for hairstylists because Amazon is coming after you too. That's right. Speaking of Amazon, an Amazon beauty salon, yeah, I know, they're getting into everything, right, is set to open in London, which means at some point it's going to come to you here in the United States too. So you're going to hear about, of course, here on the Kim Komando Show first. It's a 1,500-square-foot full-featured salon for hair care and styling. Now, I don't know about you, but when I read about this, I thought, why is Amazon getting in the hair styling business? Amazon promises, they say, a new salon experience, allowing you to try out different colors of hair through augmented reality before deciding on what you want. And salon goers, they also have a courtesy Fire tablet to use during the visit. You just point at a hair care product that you want, and then you're presented with information and videos. And of course, you can buy it too. But again, the why part, some guesses. To sell more products, check. To put the Amazon logo in more unexpected places, check again. To come up with more ways to track Amazon shoppers, what they do offline, check. To fine-tune AR in facial recognition technology. Oh yeah, let's check that box for sure. So you can be certain that privacy experts are combing the salon for clues. After all, when it comes to investigating Amazon for business practices, there's no shortcut. But wait, there's more. How would you feel about paying for your groceries or anything else for that matter with the palm of your hand? My personal belief is that palm readers are great con artists, with the exception of Amazon's biometric system called Amazon One. Here's how it works. When you go to the store next time, you're going to hold the palm of your hand about 2 inches above a special biometric palm reader. The reader scans your palm print into the system. You then tie your credit card to your palm print. And then when you check out or pay a bill at any store using the Amazon One system, you just will now simply extend your hand palm down and your credit card is charged. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's totally sterile, no direct contact, no signature needed. Amazon-owned Whole Foods is now installing the system. And of course, there's one problem. Even though big tech already knows thousands of personal things about us, millions will object to having their palm print being added to a global database. Now, will you? I mean, your palm does say something about you, but then again, your browser knows all of your history. And one more item from the Amazon department, there's just a lot of Amazon news this past week, is that Amazon is also developing a new technology for grocery stores called Just Walk Out. It's a system where you have a gated entry and exit lanes in front of the store, and then you scan some type of payment method on your way in, maybe that palm, by the way, and then you're tracked with cameras as you shop. So the technology recognizes every single thing that you put into your cart, and then when you check out, you're automatically charged for everything that you did put in your cart. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. I do the self-checkout, but it's a total hassle, especially when I have to go food shopping when I'm hungry. I mean, baggers can't be chewers. All right, moving on. Number four, privacy is about to be a bigger part of your iPhone. A few days ago, Apple held their annual spring event. We have a whole bunch of new gear we're going to tell you about in the next hour. But they also talked about Apple's next operating software update, iOS 14.5. It's going to be released this coming week, and this comes after a lot of beta testing. But here's the deal. It's going to give you the option to restrict Facebook and other apps like advertisers from tracking you proactively. It's called app tracking transparency. And what's going to happen is when you're on your phone, the apps are going to ask you permission before harvesting all your data. It's enabled by default. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing how many fewer ads I actually see. I mean, speaking of apps, here's something that you can take with you and use at maybe your next Zoom meeting. What is a lumberjack's favorite app? What is a lumberjack's favorite app? Are you ready? Tinder. Oh, I know. Number five. I saw the story. I just had to tell you all about it because it's unbelievable. NFTs, non-fungible tokens. You know what those are. That's where we're starting seeing things like digital art being sold for hundreds of thousands, even like one was sold for $69 million. Well, back in 2019, Zed Run is an online game where you own digital horses. That's when it was started. So you have these virtual horses. You can race them. You can trade them. You can even breed them. Now, all of this is happening virtually. So you could get your own digital horse for about $30, and then Zed Run sold 4,500 of them. And even then, the company used like blockchain technology and NFT tech to verify ownership. And now Zed Rush continues. They've sold another 11,000 virtual horses. They've bred another 8,000 horses just waiting to be sold. Now remember, these are not real horses. They are fake horses. They are virtual. They are in your computer. They are on the internet. The price. Remember when I said that it was $30 per digital horse a couple of years ago? Well, some of those horses are now selling for $15,000. Okay, this is a virtual horse in a virtual race. I'm not sure if I get this. The price of the horse, they say, can depend based on the race history, the skills, along with the location, like a real horse. One that was rare sold for about $125,000. I don't know. I just can't get on board with this. Maybe I'm just a naysayer. Sorry. All right. Let me tell you, your kids love you, but they don't want to hear from you when you have computer problems because it's so frustrating and they're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your own problems. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know where to turn. Who can you trust? That's why I partner with the pros at SolveIQ. So this way you have access to experienced, reliable, knowledgeable, trusted help whenever you need it. Their expert team is there to take your tech support call the next time your printer acts up, your webcam just stops working. And for just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts as many times as you need. And get this. Their patented software works in the background to protect and optimize your computer in real time, stopping problems even before they start. Last month, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites, and the average user freed up about 5 gigs of storage without having to lift a finger. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Leave your kids alone. Head to solveiq.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ. SolveIQ.com/Kim. All right, we got a lot coming up in this hour that you don't want to miss. Like our digital life hack tip, we have 11 smart home gadgets that you'll actually use. You will, I swear. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you want to hear certain parts again, just head over to getkim.com. That's where you can get the entire show as a podcast. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line, once again, is open at 1-888-825-5254. And coming up in just a few moments, did you know that there's a secret way to send hidden messages on your iPhone? That's right. So if you don't want to use iMessages, but you still want to send messages to someone, how does that happen? Well, you will know the secret in just a few moments. And how about we get this party started already with Diane in Chicago, Illinois. Hello there, Diane.
Hello, Kim.
How are you?
I can't believe I'm talking to you. And you are the digital goddess. I've always wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, Diane. I appreciate that. And you are the digital yes. goddess in training. That's what you are.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm wanting to get rid of this lovely Xfinity modem that I have. It's a modem router combo that I'm renting. I want to get rid of it.
Okay,
and get all new modem.
You just used the word lovely, and then I noticed some anger and frustration in your voice, Diane.
Yes, you're correct.
I was astute in my reading of your voice.
It was very sarcastic.
So you just want to throw the thing downstairs?
Yes, I do,
okay.
If I could.
All right. So, so what is it not doing for you? And I know you're you're tired of paying the rental fee, which, by the way, which, you know,
yes.
nobody should be doing that. But it sounds like it's just not working for you?
Right. It's the Wi-Fi speed, because I have like 2,500 square foot home, and I have three levels, two-story home with a basement, and I literally have HD television on each floor, and the streaming is not the best. And
so it's time to up the ante. And now you're...
It's time to up it, yeah.
Okay. And so now, you know, without getting all crazy, how much are you paying per month for your internet? What kind of bandwidth are you getting?
I'm getting, it's like, I don't know if you... bandwidth, you mean, by it's getting 80, like right. 85.
All right, that's good. All right, I wanted to make sure that it was over 25. That was my big thing.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes people call in like, my Wi-Fi is terrible, and I'm like, what kind of what are you paying for? And they're like, oh, like $20 a month? No, that's not going to work. All right, so here's what you have. Yeah. With three stories, it's super important that, especially considering the basement too, is that what we're going to do is we're going to install a mesh network. And so we're going to get rid of this Xfinity router modem combination, and we're going to get you all set up. So a mesh network is different in that if you can picture a net, Diane, net with all the mesh around it, is that with a mesh network is that everything in the home becomes a repeater. But it doesn't mean that you don't need repeaters on every floor, because you're going to need that. But it's going to be more efficient, and it's going to be better with this HD streaming, so you're not going to get that buffering message or that spinning globe, or you know what I'm talking about. And so Eero is a company that has been around for a long time. They've been acquired by Amazon. It's what I use in my home, and that's why I'm recommending it to you, because I have a couple of stories in my house. And I've also used it in my house in California that's made of steel. So that's like, as I say, like living in a Faraday cage, you know? And so the Eero system, you're going to get a three-pack to cover up to 5,000 square feet. And don't worry about writing this down. I'll send you some links. And it's about $200. And then you're going to need to replace the modem. And then you're going to want to get something called a DOCSIS 3.1. Don't worry about what the number means. You just know that you need it. And the modem that I have at my house is the one I'm going to recommend for you too. So it's like you're going to have everything that I have.
Just made my day. If I have what you have, you made my day. And I can brag.
It's going to work, I assure you, as the Aris surfboard modem, and that's about $150. So say $350, $400 out the door, you are going to be like loving life again, Diane. And yes, my digital goddess in training there in Chicago, Diane, we're going to send you links to that for everybody else. It'll be on the Q&A forum over at commando.com/community. Hey, free email services bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. You know that. Do not trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off your first year. That's start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim. All right, a couple of really important things that I want to pass along. As promised, there is a secret way to send hidden messages on an iPhone. Is what you're going to do is look at the Notes app. I know you're like, Notes? That's how I get reminders and shopping lists and ideas. Well, here's the deal. Is that inside its code are functions that you probably don't know about, including the ability to collaborate and send hidden messages. And it's not just for notes. You can share entire folders. Now, before you begin, you have to check a few boxes. You have to make sure that your device has the most recent iOS. You also have to have iCloud set up. The same goes for anybody else that you're sending messages to. And then over at commando.com, we have the step-by-step instructions on setting these hidden notes on using the Notes app. Just head over to commando.com, of course, and then there's a link at the top of the page that says Kim Show. And it took a few years, but Bitcoin is suddenly going mainstream. I mean, you can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. You can now pay using PayPal with Bitcoin. Venmo got into the bandwagon this past week, and so is Visa. So that means, guess who else getting involved? You guessed it, good old Uncle Sam. And he wants his cut of every $10, $73, 12 cents, whatever your crypto is worth at any given moment. IRS says that they want to know any dealings that you've had with virtual currency. And they added a question on the 1040 tax forms for 2020. Now, they want to know if you've, quote, received, sold, sent, exchanged, or otherwise acquired any financial interest in any virtual currency. And you know how your tax refund can be delayed by common errors? Well, they say that this could also delay your refund. Now, something else has been added to that common errors list, and you could see a delay if you don't answer this question about cryptocurrency correctly, which always begs the question, how do you make a small fortune from investing in Bitcoin? You start off investing a large portion of your money in Bitcoin. All right, Nicole in Orlando, Florida. Hi there, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I have a question, and I knew that I could trust you. I've been looking on the internet and haven't been able to find anything, and I always know I find relevant information when I look at your website or hear you on the radio, so I'm calling to ask you a question.
You got me. Thank you for all those kind words, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, I have a couple teenagers that I'm ready to get them, well, they're ready for phone service, and I was looking at PureTalk or Patriot Mobile because I've heard them endorsed by radio hosts that I like, and my question is it safe to network unlock my iPhones? Because I've heard, but nobody can really tell me, that it weakens security somehow on your phone to unlock it from your current provider.
Okay, so you want to unlock your iPhones?
Well, I'm curious, because in order to do Patriot Mobile or PureTalk, because they're less expensive that I've found, you have to have it unlocked. Either that, or do you have a better solution? Maybe you know something I don't.
Well, you know, I'm always wary of anybody unlocking an iPhone. You know, I mean, you can jailbreak the phone, and I'm sure there are people going, I did it, it's fine, everything's great. But
sure. How
old are the kids?
16, 15. All right. I have one turning 13 soon.
Oh, wow, you're busy. But don't worry. In about 7 years, they're going to look at you and go, my mother is the smartest woman ever. I mean, you know, right now you're not. But you will be.
No.
I promise.
I'm counting on that. I'm still counting on that.
Okay. And, you know, and they think they're really smart, too, you know, but they're not.
Yep.
But they'll figure it out. All right. So you have 16 and a 13-year-old.
Yes.
I would not give them an unlocked iPhone. And
okay. The
reason why is that because the phone is unlocked, they can download anything under the sun. And right now, you already have stuff. So, I mean, you're going to go through the rules of the road and everything with the phone. And so you'll be able to pick up the phone, right?
Right.
And right now, you could pick up the phone and you're thinking to yourself, oh, look, little Johnny, he's really getting into math. He downloaded a new calculator. And then unbeknownst to you is that he can punch in a few numbers and then his porn stash is hidden behind the calculator.
Yeah, so, I've heard of that. I didn't realize unlocking the phone took away my parental controls.
Well, no, they can do that now on an iPhone, but it's even worse when it's unlocked. Because apps have to be vetted by the Apple Store in order to get put into the store. And so
right. What
they do is the calculator apps or whatever, they just say, like, you know, if you want a secure place to hide your files. Okay. Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Okay. Okay, because you have an iPhone, you know how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that you can look on their account and you can see everything that they've downloaded. You can look at every app that they've purchased.
Mm-hmm.
You can restrict where they go, what they do. Not to say that they can't get around it, but you have some control there. If you unlock it, anything like that is gone.
So
your Apple parental controls and your restrictions are now gone. Okay.
Okay.
Can you put something else on? Yes. But because it's unlocked, now we're also opening ourselves up for malware, badware. It's just not a great idea. Okay.
Okay.
Unless you're really a tech head and you're going to be on this.
Which is why I listen to you.
Okay. So I'm just, let's just make life easy. Life is hard enough.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. So now it comes down to, which provider do I need? Which provider do I want?
Okay.
So now we're going to look at family plans because you have you, and now you've got two other phones on here, and there are ways that you can share the data. Also under a family plan, you can even have, you may be able to, you'll also have other restrictions. So if in fact they act up and you want to take the phone away, it's a lot easier for you to do that under a family plan because you can just check a few boxes and you're going to do all this online. You can go online to pay their bills. You can see how much data that they're using, if they're getting out of control. It just makes it easier for you as a mom to control this. So you have to look at your major carriers. You know, of course, there's, you know, T-Mobile, they're a sponsor of our show. So I got to tell you, they have unlimited data, 50 gigs a month, and it's like $60 a month for a phone.
Okay.
So you might want to look at that. Mint is also another viable. And then there's also Visible, which is from Verizon. So look at the carrier that you have now and see what type of deal that they'll offer you. And you might be able to even get it even lower if you start saying, you know, I need to keep this, you know, you also want to keep them at a baseline of how much data that they're going to be using. So this way they don't go crazy. Because, you know, you're going to give them a phone, they're going to go nutso with it. You know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And so, so just, you know, keep tabs on it. What I used to do is just pick up the phone every once in a while and scan through it. And have you had, like, the sex talk and phones with them yet?
Yes.
All right, good. Okay. Because that's a big problem. And if you...
Yeah, they actually already have some of our old iPhones, but they can iMessage their friends who have other iPhones. So they already have a little bit of communication.
Oh, okay,
and, good. And the... access to the, you know, the computer with the phone app on it.
All right, good. Because I was just concerned. What concerned me is, I'm sure you know, because, I mean, you had friends of yours, like, where the parents kept them, like, hidden their whole time. And then when they get to college, they're, like, crazy drinking, binging kids at frat parties.
Right, right, because it's not if, it's when.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, so that's what's happening now. A lot of parents were like, oh, no, we're not going to give the kids phones. I mean, I had dinner with a friend of mine who has an 11-year-old, and he's like, she wants a phone. I'm like, then you better give her one. I mean,
yeah.
The longer that you wait, the more she's going to want to jump to it and go crazy with it. So we want to teach our kids to be responsible digital adults. So that's why we need to get them involved maybe a little bit earlier than we all want. Thank you so much for your call, Nicole. If you have any other questions, just give me a call back. I'm here for you. All right, it's time now for our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Have you ever browsed in incognito mode? Well, incognito mode, it sounds really great. Like the Chrome browser itself, is a Google product. And Google has made its fortune by tracking your movements online. There's even a $5 billion, with a B, dollar class action lawsuit against the company in California, where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Now, Google's defense, they say incognito does not mean invisible. So how do you actually make yourself invisible as possible online? Well, you want to use a VPN, and use the one that I use and I recommend. That's ExpressVPN. One of the data points data brokers buy and sell is your IP address, which uniquely identifies you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server, and your IP address is masked. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data. And best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use. You're going to love it. All you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. So secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Kim. You're going to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. expressvpn.com/Kim. All right. This week's digital life hack, I'm so excited to tell you about it. It's some smart home gadgets that you're actually going to use. And don't worry about writing any of this down. I'm going to tell you where you can see the whole list. But first of all, there are smart plugs. So anything that you have that's not smart, you can make it a smart device by hooking it up to a smart plug, especially one that works inside and outside. Number two is you can close the garage door from anywhere. I mean, how many times have you driven away going, did I close the garage door? Well, now you will know with a $29 add-on. Three is an affordable smart assistant, the fourth generation Echo Dot, just a few bucks. And speaking of comfort and smart assistants, the Google Nest thermostat. I have one myself, and it really works fabulous. Who's at the door? You have the Ring video doorbell. And also, SimpliSafe has a video doorbell as well. And how about a robotic vacuum, robotic mop? Love those. How about some smart switches? You'll use those again. How about if you never, ever lose your laptop, your keys, by putting a tile tracker on it? That's smart, too. And how about the smart bulbs? Right. So this way you can turn down the lights, turn up the lights, all from the comfort of your phone or from anywhere else, as a matter of fact. And also, you can take your smarts outside. I'm putting this in my new house, as a matter of fact, a smart outdoor sprinkler system. So when it rains, guess what? It doesn't set the sprinklers off. It knows that it doesn't need to do that. Pretty amazing stuff. You can check out the whole list over at commando.com. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. My gosh, there is a new scam where crooks are showing up at seniors' doors. I'm going to tell you more about that. We have more of your phone calls you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, sign up for our home improvement tip, and it's brought to you by Angie. I've had the same lawn guy at my house for over 10 years, and he turned over his entire business to his son. But I have to tell you something, it just wasn't the same quality of work. And so I had a meeting with both the father and son, and I told them what was going on. I mean, trees were dying. No flowers were planted for spring. And sometimes parts of the yard were just ignored like a bad relative. And I swear, my house looked like the Adams family lived there. Seriously. So I found another lawn service, and they showed up once, and they never came back. And not because I wasn't mean, or because I was mean, rather. I never even saw them. And another lawn service seemed to think that you could clean up everything by using that leaf blower. It's like, okay, no, we just can't use the leaf blower everywhere. I was so frustrated until I downloaded the Angie app. Angie takes all the hassles and frustrations out of getting the right people to do things around the house. I simply told Angie what I needed, how often, where it's located, and bingo, fixed prices arrived from three different landscaping companies. I also love that you can see ratings from real customers. And get this, the price that I was paying for weekly landscaping dropped by 27%. That's a big saving. And the best part is that the whole process took me less than 10 minutes and it was completely free. And when you book and pay with Angie, you're covered by their happiness guarantee. I like to be happy. When was the last time you were happy with a home repair or project? But Angie isn't only for landscaping. You can find pros and fair pricing for any home project. Power washing, appliance repairs, roofing, plumbing, home cleaning, gutter cleaning, pest control, window cleaning, fence repair. Yeah, everything. Even remodeling projects. Name it, and Angie will step in and help you get everything done in a jiffy. So do what I did. Download the Angie app for your device in the Apple or Google Play Store. Then you can stop dreading about dealing with home repairs or remodels. And the next time you think about fixing this or that or finally getting around to a home project, you can smile because Angie is going to do it for you. You'll be happy. I am. Download the Angie app for your device in the Google or Google Play Store or Apple Store today. Gary in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi there, Gary.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Long-time listener.
Thank
probably
you.
12, 13 years now.
Awesome.
And I want to say your show gets better every year. Every time I listen, I learn something.
Well,
so that's
you,
a good
Gary.
Thing.
Thank you, Gary. Learning is always key, especially in this digital life. Man, changes so fast. So what's going on with you?
Well, my ISP has for years provided the Norton suite of products free of charge with the bill, and they recently stopped that early this year.
Yeah, because they got sold.
Well, I switched over to what comes with the Windows system, and I'm just wondering, is that sufficient? Do I need to go buy a third party vendor for antivirus, et cetera?
Well, you know, Windows Defender is okay. It's not the sharpest tool in the shed. The reason why is that Microsoft doesn't issue regular updates, and there seems to be a lot of what they call zero-day vulnerabilities with Windows Defender. I mean, you know, it's better than nothing type of thing, Gary, but if you're looking for antivirus software to secure your system, which everybody needs, is that, like I said, it's not the best product out there. I think they give it away because something's better than nothing type of thing, right? So Norton was purchased by LifeLock, and so that's probably why it's going away. Because of that, I'm not a big fan of Norton products because there just seems to be a lot of upselling along the way. And so what we're doing right now, and I'm so glad that you called, because we are looking at McAfee, Bitdefender, Avast, and Total AV. For a review. And so I was in the editorial meeting not too long ago. We were talking about, you know, the different antivirus software programs and which one would be the best and which one should we recommend. Because, you know, a lot of folks seem to be in the same position, Gary, like you are, that all of a sudden their ISP is saying, this is not going to be free anymore. You're going to have to pay. And it's simply because, as I mentioned, is that there's been some corporate changes. And so if you would hold off for just a few weeks, if you can, buying anything, I think we should have this review done. We'll have it available over on the website as we look at the different AV products. Which one is the best? Which one do you really need? You know, I've endorsed Total AV. And so if you do need something right now, I would go for Total AV. But again, we're going to be looking at all of them. We'll be posting our results over on the website in probably just a few weeks from now. Gary, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for your kind words. That really means a lot. And I'm so happy that you do learn something every single show. Hey, stay right where you are. The crooks are coming after seniors, not only online, but offline. I'm going to tell you more about it here on the Kim Komando Show. So here's the deal, is that when a scammer calls an older person pretending to be their grandchild in dire need of money, and maybe it's bail money, pay off a ticket, I mean, that's been happening. But the FTC has issued a warning about a new scam, is that the scammer now comes to you to the front door saying that instead of a money transfer, someone is going to come to your home to collect the money. And they say, like, oh, we're here to collect the money for your grandchild. Can you give us like 20 bucks, 50 bucks? So the bottom line here is, you know, don't answer the door to strangers and be careful. And if you have any older family members, make sure you warn them about this too. Hey, listen, you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever, ever can afford to miss. You're on the Westar Multimedia Network.